You know, in these segments every week, we often start conversations that continue on our website. And we certainly started one last week. And you can go to our website, thetakeaway.org, and replay a conversation that we did about the younger people in America. I mean, the fact that people are coming out as gay younger and younger, at a younger and younger age. It's a piece in the New York Times Magazine. But we started a conversation that's still going on. Here's Susan in Oklahoma.
I have a child who is now 14. And when she was younger, I made it very clear to her that it doesn't matter to me if she is gay or straight or bi or asexual. I would love her no matter what, and I would support her choices. And I hope that other moms can maybe have the talk with their kids.
You know, it's a story about being gay and straight in the United States. It's also a story about the changing relationship between parents and kids. Mark in New York emails us at mytakeatthetakeaway.org. I came out as soon as I realized I was gay. Now, as a 30-year-old adult, I find that closeted individuals are not only lying to themselves, but they are doing a great disservice to the advancement of society as a whole. For others, it's not so easy. This anonymous post on thetakeaway.org, I really wish I could have come out at an early age. As a black male, homosexuality is a cultural no-no and can bring great shame and emotional pain. I chose to hide my sexuality and conform. I entered into many relationships with women and fathered a child. Over the past 4 years, I've learned to accept my homosexuality and am in a monogamous relationship with a man I truly love. I'm 31 years old and am financially independent, but so frightened of coming out to my family still. Here's one final anonymous email we got. I've been married to a gay man for 19 years, and 5 years ago he came out. Our divorce will be final next month. He says he knew he was gay before he even knew there was a word for it. However, he was taught that it was a sin and that God hates gays, so he prayed for a miracle. You can give us your take out on any conversation that we have on the program. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org, and you can find us at Facebook and Twitter.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.